Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
In this friendly little town, there lived an enchanting family named the Cranks. Every year, they would celebrate Christmas together.
Merry Christmas!
Until the year their daughter Blair left for the holidays.
This won't be the same.
Then, Luther got a brilliant idea.
We skip Christmas.
We'll go bask in the Caribbean sun.
We skip Christmas?
What's up? No Christmas Eve party?
Run away from Christmas, huh?
A lot of the neighbors are pretty upset.
Frosty, pretty Frosty, pretty Frosty.
They want Frosty?
They do not get Frosty.
Nora, stop the car. Talk to me, Nora. Please.
It's Santa home.
Hello?
Mom, Dad, I changed my mind and I'm coming home for Christmas.
What?
Based on the best-selling novel, Skipping Christmas.
We have only 12 hours, so we're going to perform a little Christmas miracle. I'm getting the ham. You get the tree. Yeah.
Tim Allen.
Your face. It's like it's frozen.
I got a Botox injection today.
Luther.
And Jamie Lee Curtis. Christmas with the Cranks.
Hello and welcome to A Very Merry Iconic Podcast. I'm Danny Pellegrino, and in just a moment, my co-host Jenna Brister will be joining me to talk about a holiday classic called Christmas with the Cranks, starring Tim Allen. Remember when Tim Allen would just step in front of a camera and make noises and we'd laugh weekly on Home Improvement? I remember watching that show every week. I'd sit down and every time he made a noise like a dog, I would crack up as a teen. Loved it. Tim Allen, every time he did that, I'd laugh. Anyway, the movie stars him. It stars Queen Icon legend Jamie Lee Curtis, who's having a bit of a renaissance right now. Of course, she just was in the very successful Halloween reboot. And she was in a movie called Knives Out, which just came out last week. And I think it was phenomenal. I saw it over the holiday weekend and I just loved it. I encourage everyone to see it. Jamie Lee is phenomenal in it. It also stars Chris Evans, who's doing some sweater work that is mind blowing, truly salivating or salivate worthy. Or is that a phrase? He's just never looked better. Toni Collette has never been better. She's fantastic in this movie, playing a very different character. And I loved it. The whole cast was great. And I think it's a great movie to see with your family if you're looking for something to do over the holidays. It's sort of a murder mystery whodunit. All of the costuming, truly, though, was brilliant. I mean, Jamie Lee Curtis is wearing these suits in it. I think the costuming should be nominated for Academy Award because I loved it. And Jamie Lee Curtis, also, I want to mention, she was in the Recovery issue. I believe it was Variety or Hollywood Reporter recently came out with an issue called The Recovery Issue, and Jamie Lee talks about her pill addiction, which Jenna and I reference in our chat about Christmas with the Cranks. But in all seriousness, I encourage everyone to go check that out, because if you ever have dealt with or you know someone who has dealt with addiction, it's a fantastic thing they did, and I just encourage everyone to check it out. So without further ado, I'm going to play my chat with Jenna, but I do want to tell you guys a little bit about a company called Mint Mobile. So if you're still using one of the big wireless providers in 2019, have you asked yourself what you're paying for? Between expensive retail stores, inflated prices, and hidden fees, you're being taken advantage of because they know you'll pay. Now enter Mint Mobile. Mint Mobile provides the same premium network coverage you're used to, but at a fraction of the cost because everything is online. Mint Mobile saves on retail locations and overhead, then passes those savings directly to you. I've been using Mint Mobile and it's been fantastic. The coverage here in California is great. I've had trouble with other carriers in the past and Mint Mobile has just been fantastic. I've gotten great internet and phone usage. Mint Mobile makes it easy to cut your wireless bill down to just $15 a month. Every plan comes with unlimited nationwide talk and text. With Mint Mobile, stop paying for unlimited data you'll never use. Choose between plans with 3, 8, or 12 gigabytes of 4G LTE data. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and keep your same phone number along with all your existing contacts. So ditch your old wireless bill and start saving with Mint Mobile. To get your new wireless plan for just $15 a month, and get the plan shipped to your door for free. Go to mintmobile.com/MaryIconic. That's mintmobile.com/Mary, M-E-R-R-Y, Iconic, I-C-O-N-I-C. Cut your wireless bill down to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/MaryIconic. So without further ado, let's play my chat with Jenna Brister about a movie that is truly something that has somehow inexplicably entered the holiday canon year after year. It's called Christmas with the Cranks. Here's my chat with Jenna. Today we're diving into an old classic. So up until this point, Jenna, we've been covering new movies.
Yes.
Things that are airing on channels like Netflix and Hallmark and the like.
Mm-hmm.
But today we're diving into a film from 2004.
An old school classic that I had never seen before.
Yeah, you just told me you'd only seen this for the first time. I've seen it every year. It's like one of those movies that I usually find myself hungover and like live tweeting.
Yes, because it's so full of bizarre stuff.
It is the most wild fucking movie
in
the world.
We presented this to the fan base and we're like, hey, what do you guys want to see? And then the people spoke and they're like, Christmas with the Cranks.
It was like this and Jingle All the Way, which are we might have to cover that one too because it's wild. Christmas with the Cranks, so you can watch it on Netflix if you've never seen it and want to watch it before listening to this. But it's wild.
Mm-hmm. A True Lies double feature. Arnold and Jamie Lee.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yes. I could not something about True Lies. I love that movie.
Jamie Lee Curtis literally did more stunts in this movie than she did in True Lies.
Like, and Halloween combined.
She's doing so much stunt work.
She is. And like lights up. This is another thing I love about these Christmas movies, which I'm sure you guys all do too. The world creation, where whatever stakes there are instantly our stakes, and we have to get on board.
And the stakes for this are pretty low. Like,
yeah.
We open up where she's just like, the daughter's leaving. Mm-hmm. She's going away to the Peace Corps.
Oh, wait, that's Peace Corps.
Peace Corps. And Jamie Lee hates her husband, played by Tim Allen. Mm-hmm. She's being left alone with him for the first time in life.
The tool man.
Since the child. Mm-hmm. And they just seem to have a disdain for each other.
Yes.
They really hate each other.
I never saw them kiss the entire time.
No.
I look for that kind of stuff in these movies. I'm like, do they kiss?
They did reveal that they fuck on Saturdays.
Yes. That was my favorite running gag. And that was in the opening where he like realizes, okay, let's go to the Caribbean. He buys the tickets, I think, without consulting her, right?
Woo, this movie.
Which is a classic Tim Allen. And then when they come up with the idea, oh, and he puts on his like Hawaiian shirt and his indoor sunglasses and is dancing around. And this is the way he's doing a charades to be like, guess what I got you?
Guess what we're doing?
And then she's like, it's not even Saturday night. And I was like, I love that they just only bang on Saturday
nights.
They
only fucking Saturdays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because then later when they decide to go and they're in bed, she straddles him and he goes, it's not even Saturday night. And it's like, cut. And I was like, what?
Like the writer thought that joke was like good enough to do more times than once.
And they both needed their own time having it happen. I was like,
wait, by the way, this was also a John Grisham novel, which I read. It's like one of Grisham's like very few a very different book than his other books.
Yeah.
But I remember reading, it's called Skipping Christmas, the book. And it's like a cute book. But the movie is very different. I mean, same concept of like this couple skipping Christmas, but like I feel like the book is a little bit higher brow.
Yeah. If Grisham fans are probably like, I don't like this one so much, you know? But I like their idea of going to the Caribbean.
Skipping.
Yeah. It's cute, but then it turns the town upside down. This town is so codependent. I didn't know how to handle
the town is
their
crazy.
Codependence.
Like it's not, it doesn't even exist in reality. And that's the thing that I find most interesting about this movie is like the tone's all over the place. So it's because it's very cartoonish. There's moments where it's literally a cartoon where like the cat freezes and it's turned into like a CGI cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
And then other moments where we're expected to believe this is like a normal reality.
Mm-hmm. Or like the neighbor has cancer again. And it's like a heartwarming storyline. And I was excited to see Dan Aykroyd. I love him.
I do too.
He's out of his mind.
Although he had so many young kids. And I was like, how did this old man have so many young kids? But then I looked him up and he was like only 54 or something when he filmed this, which was shocking to me.
Fame has not been good to Dan Aykroyd. No, it has not.
I know. I was like, he looked like 75,
mm-hmm.
which no shade. But I was thinking, how does this 75-year-old man have all those young kids?
Mm-hmm. It was like a gang of Boy Scouts come to the door and of course, they don't want a Christmas tree because they're leaving. They're going to go on a cruise. They don't want to deal with a bunch of dead pine needles.
Yeah.
And then this turns the town against them.
Everyone is so mean. Like, let's just talk about the Christmas tree for a second. Like, if you don't want to buy a fucking Christmas tree, that's fine. Like, mm-hmm. the town was acting like they killed a child or
like
something.
Like, they ordered a tree. They didn't even order a tree.
They
like,
never ordered it.
Yeah. So, like, that's someone coming to your house with a whole to-go order from Postmates. I mean, like, that'll be $45. You're like, I didn't order this. And you're like, okay, fine. We're going to make your life a hell until you leave for the Caribbean.
and it wasn't just the tree people either. It was like the guy who makes cards for a living was like chasing Jamie Lee Curtis around a restaurant. I mean, like, when are you going to order? And she was in the restaurant with her girlfriends played by Caroline Ray and Felicity Huffman.
Yes.
She's in a restaurant. And the guy who makes the cards in the town was like, Mrs. Crank, we need to talk about this. And he was like harassing this woman.
And he was
like
the waiter also. I think he took their order. And then her guy, I think he might have, I don't, I was also a first time viewer, so I might have missed stuff.
Maybe.
But I think I, it was so aggressive how they came after this family.
They were so mean. And I would have been like, fuck off. Like,
yeah.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
And also, what about people who don't celebrate the Christmas holiday? Mm-hmm. Like, are they harassing those people the same way?
Mm-hmm.
It was like shocking.
Yeah. Underused gal pals though, for sure. I don't even think we saw Caroline's face.
Caroline Ray was in one scene.
She had
Felicity
one line.
Huffman had one line.
I was like, what did she do to whoever is in charge here?
Like, I know, and I think it was like right around the time she did Transamerica, which was like a wonderfully received, critically acclaimed film about, you know, a trans person. And then here she was also like in a supporting role in
with
Christmas
the back
with
of
the
her
Prince.
Head. No stand-in. I was like, oh, okay. And
she got cast off Central Casting.
Yes. She's just a cut above. She's an amazing actress.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
I do too. It's so fun watching just this really talented actress having to deal with the lead line improvs that Tim Allen are giving her. You can see as they're going into the scene, there are several times, and I put them on my Insta because he would just riff. Because he comes from the stand-up world and the cocaine world, so he thinks that's okay.
And he was arrested for cocaine.
Yeah, exactly.
Now he's like the sign of Christmas with the Santa Claus movies and this.
It's bizarro. But yeah, so this town starts stalking him. And then there was this whole other through line about the Frosties, and because they weren't going to put up their Frosty. And we hadn't even seen this Frosty statue. And everyone else is putting up this 7 foot tall.
On the roof.
On the roof, which I think is dangerous and strange, but we never get the lore. We never get like, oh, this is because blank.
Yeah, why do they put this?
No
why? When did it start?
Exactly.
Why do they have to do it? Isn't there anyone else in the neighborhood who's not doing it? Like, I can't imagine the entire neighborhood does it.
And the neighbor, the old man across the street and his wife who's just, cancer just came back. They got up on their roof
and put it up.
I don't know. But then we finally see their Frosty.
Also, so it should be something that the city does. Like, if it's really like has to be the whole neighborhood, then the city workers should come and do it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if that's the thing,
yeah,
then
Aykroyd.
The tax money should go pay for someone to go put the fucking Frosty up on the,
exactly.
on the roof.
And they didn't want to do it. And so I think so they're being stalked. There's child protests. The scouts are not in school.
The scouts are on
BMX bikes lined up in the sidewalk. And they're protesting. And so Tim Allen and Jamie Lee Curtis go in the basement. And then that's finally when we see, lit up by the flames of the furnace, Frosty.
We finally see the Frosty
for
the first time.
And I was like, again, what is going on? Why is this such a big deal? But you have to just accept it.
There are a lot of like horror movie tropes. Like when we see the Frosty for the first time. And there's also a point where like Jamie Lee's on the phone.
Yep.
She's like ducking for cover. I mean, there's just so many of these like weird little horror nods.
And she's the Halloween. They're like, just do whatever you did in Halloween when you saw Mike Myers outside your window, and she's like, oh, got it, roll camera, and she literally just
she's doing it in like a Christmas vest. Oh my god.
And the stakes
I
are much
say,
different.
I love Jamie Lee Curtis. I worship the ground she walks on. I love her. This was certainly her worst performance of all time.
she's
doing a lot of screaming. Ooh, chasing after hams
the
and
hickory
screaming.
Honey ham.
She sounds like a fucking turkey.
Yeah.
She's just doing so much. She's doing what Diane Keaton does in movies.
In Book Club.
In every movie, Diane Keaton, Michael drops and ooh.
Yeah.
And I love it.
Yeah.
But Jamie Lee's doing it and it's like, I don't know. It doesn't work quite as well. But again, she had to work opposite Tim Allen, which I would imagine to be a nightmare. I just feel that in my bones. Mm-hmm. I don't know that to be true. I've never heard that he's difficult to work with.
Yeah.
But I feel it in my bones that he was probably a nightmare on set. Mm-hmm. I can imagine.
Always just, you know, trying out bits. I feel like he was just, especially because he's there with Dan Aykroyd. And I feel like Tim Allen would want to impress Dan Aykroyd.
Oh, for sure.
That's what I feel like. I'm just making up ideas about what the set was like.
I imagine it being like a nightmare, like worse than when Jim Carrey terrorized people on Man on the Moon set.
Oh, God.
I imagine it was just worse than that.
Like that.
And you know, they were like thinking every scene was so bad, like, because every scene was really poorly written. And so, you know, every time they went into a scene, Jamie Lee Curtis was like, oh, fuck.
You can kind of see it on their faces sometimes. You can see them sort of break, which I love. But then they go on this whole preparing for the Caribbean thing. You know, they get swimsuits. He gets a Speedo. They go tanning.
Yeah, he gets a Speedo too, which, come on.
Yeah. Oh, I also love the running gag, because also at the start of it, when they decided to cancel Christmas, she wants to still donate to the children's hospital and to the church. And he's like, no, we're canceling everything. And so then that comes back to haunt them throughout, because they run into the priest and he's like, hey, we didn't get your check this year. And it's just,
but that doesn't make any sense to me, because then Tim Allen's character agreed to donating. He said, oh, because remember Jamie Lee Curtis was like, we're not doing this unless you agree to the $600. It was like $300 each or something. Mm-hmm. And he finally gives in. Mm-hmm. And so if he gave in, then why did the priest, when he saw Jamie Lee in her underwear at the tanning salon?
Yeah, continuity. It's all over the place.
Wait, P.S. though, that scene where she hits her head on the tanning bed because somebody walks in the room.
Yeah, which is my nightmare.
Which is a nightmare. But also, what's this tanning salon at the mall? Like, does anyone go get tan at the mall?
Where the lobby is open to the public.
And then she hits her head and she's bleeding and she just doesn't decide to put on a towel. Like, she wasn't bleeding that heavily. Like, she should have either put her clothes back on, put a towel around her, but instead she goes to like the front of the tanning salon and just completely almost naked, like just in her bathing suit.
Yeah.
And then everyone from the town is there.
Which makes me question If I've been doing tanning all wrong, because I go fully nude.
I do too.
I've never once worn a swimsuit. Like, would you ever wear a Speedo? No, you get tan lines.
I put a sock on.
Exactly.
You know, the important part. And then,
or externals.
Right.
Yes.
That's it.
But what I would never wear a
bikini.
They
should have had a scene where Tim Allen just like runs out in a sock.
See? Yes. I bet he did that and they cut it. I bet he was like, let me just do one for you, one for me, guys.
I also want to point out, did you see Variety? It was either Variety or Hollywood Reporter just did the recovery issue. Oh. And Jamie Lee Curtis is on the cover, and she talks about her addiction to Vicodin.
Oh, I didn't.
And I wondered, I don't know if the timing matches up, but it was around that time.
Like, I mean, I don't blame
her. She's been off pills and alcohol for a while, she says, but I think it was around the time of filming. And so I wonder, like,
that would make
what was going on this set.
That would make sense. Where, like, you have to do cranks. Like, maybe she couldn't get out of the contract. Well, she also did all of her own stunts, so maybe she got hurt and then she ended up getting
hooked. Also, why did they change the name from the book title was Surviving Christmas, or Skipping Christmas. Mm-hmm. Why did they change it to Christmas with the Cranks? It's a worse title.
Yeah, because you know what? As a first-time viewer, I thought that this meant they were going to be pranking the town, because Crank Yankers is one of my favorite shows of all time. So I was like, oh, this is gonna be great. I want to watch Jamie Lee Curtis prank her Christmas town.
I mean,
town.
In a way, they were.
Oh, yeah, because they were like,
in
we're
some
leaving.
Ways.
Oh, also, speaking of the codependent town, their Christmas Eve party, this was a whole thing that they always do. And like, no one else can just fend for themselves on Christmas Eve.
No one could fend for anyone. They were all so useless. I was getting so pissed at everyone in this fucking town.
Yeah, they were like, what
do
you mean?
They relied on the Cranks for everything.
Yeah, they did. Like, and then the Cranks finally want a year off.
And if they relied on them so much, then give her the fucking ham.
Yes.
You know, like, if let's say you need them to do all this, then when Jamie Lee Curtis finally needs to get a hickory ham, you give her the goddamn ham.
Mm-hmm.
Or you call her up and say, look, Jamie, I know you're putting on this Christmas party at the last minute for your daughter, who's suddenly arriving back into town with her new fiance.
Which, you never surprise someone at the holidays. We all know that. I mean, unless it's your immediate family.
But then somebody should have called her and said, look, I bet you probably couldn't get a hickory ham. I'll bring one over.
Yes.
And then bring it over.
For sure.
Can we talk about the kid, though? So the kid decides to come back. She's leaving the Peace Corps early or something.
Yeah.
And she's coming back with the fiance.
Yeah, her Peruvian guy, Enrique.
Who has never celebrated, apparently, a Christmas.
Yeah.
And so he wants to know what it's like. So they're coming back to celebrate. And so they got to put this party together at the last minute.
Mm-hmm.
And this is when the movie really shifts into a heist. I mentioned last week's show it really changes where we all of a sudden change perspective.
Yeah.
We're not even on Jamie Lee and Tim so much anymore. We're on the daughter.
Out the window. The entire plot from the cold open has been shattered at this
point. And now there's a robber and we're dealing with a robbery. And it's like the whole movie changes. And that's what I do really love about this movie is it keeps you on your toes. When you think it's going to zig, it zags.
Yeah. And then they go with the tree from the neighbor. And he's like, don't tell my wife. Here's my house key. You can have my tree. And then he chases down and tackles a Boy Scout who had been protesting at his home and then enlists this Boy Scout to help him steal the tree. I'm in. The stakes are all over.
Also, by the end of the movie, like earlier we learned that he got like too tan, right? Like he had over tanned
and
had gotten too much Botox. But then by the end, it was like he was fine.
Yeah.
And they even have a throwaway line. Jamie Lee says, Tim Allen puts on all black. And she goes, oh, it makes your tan look less aggressive or something.
Yes.
And they threw in that line because it's like, you really have to suspend disbelief because we just had a whole scene where it was like, he had too much Botox and he looked too tan.
Yeah.
And not even a day later.
Yeah. Well, I love that he also just went to do it without her. He wasn't like, hey, I'm going to do this thing. Do you want to come with me? He just went and did it. This is just bizarre. And they're so back in the diner. They're like the same restaurant they always go to.
What did you make of Jamie's stunts? So there's a moment with the ham, of course, we see in the grocery store, she like has to ride a cart and then she chases the ham out into the street where it gets run over by a truck. And then there's also a moment where Jamie Lee like slips on the ice and they even do like a cartoon sound and she like
whoop.
And I wondered if it was all her.
I wonder that too. Because she could have. She did True Lies.
There was a few moments where it looked like it was her, but then the one where she slid on the ice, it looked like it was a stunt double.
I mean, that would make the most sense. And then when the ham gets run over by the semi-truck, you know, that's devastating.
Sure. But also, and why gross. Didn't they have any more fucking ham? Like, the grocery store, that never happens. Like, in movies, they always run out of shit in the grocery stores.
Yeah.
But first of all, there's usually another nearby grocery store. And they don't just run out of things like ham. They have extra of those. Or turkeys. On movies, they always like run out of turkeys. And I've never been to the grocery store around Thanksgiving or Christmas where they didn't have a slew of turkeys.
Agreed. And one of her stunts in the home, I guess it's less a stunt but more heist, when her and Tim are creeping around, because they do a lot of that whispering behind the curtains so no one can see them, but they're at the window. And at one point when they're, you know, army crawling across their house, she looks over and goes, this is fun. And I loved that. I was like, I was like, I feel like that's improvised. I feel like she must have improvised that because that doesn't fit her character.
Right.
And the other stunts and screaming. Oh, but then when they ice, I think Tim gets the hose and ices the front, which is a nod to Home Alone. Loved it.
Classic.
And so everyone's slipping, the carolers eat shit out front. And then Jamie.
That's right before the cat freezes.
Exactly. Runs out and just dives.
Slides.
Across. And then is screaming, and then they freeze the cat. Yeah. And then the cartoon cat's there. And I was like, what? What?
It gets real wacky.
Yeah, it does.
In the best way. But that's, I think, again, part of the appeal of it is like, you never know what's happening. And I wonder if like they try to change the tone of it because the book is written for adults. It's not like,
I'm going to read this.
The book is not, I mean, it's very frothy and like, it's not super intense, but it's definitely written for an adult. It's not a child movie. And I almost feel like they added kids to this movie and they added that cat and like,
yes,
they added shit to like make it more family friendly or something. And it's just so tonally all over the place.
I liked the premise of this couple who is going to go away for the first time, especially later learning they entertain the whole town on Christmas Eve and that they have to haul a statue, which when he finally takes Frosty up on the roof, it's a noose. He has it dangling on a noose. I was like, this is so morbid.
Things get dark.
Yeah, it's so dark. And then he, of course, falls and it's just, oh God.
The poster too is like a Tim Allen like upside down and in the rope. There's a poster and like Jamie Lee Curtis has just got a surprised face and then Dan Aykroyd's in the back like finger wagging.
Yeah, like buy our tree, throw the party. And then I like that once they agree to the party, like everything's fine. No grudges, no
and
like.
And by the way, like didn't those people make other plans like when they learned the Cranks weren't having their party? Like I'm sure some of them were like, okay, well we're gonna go to my kid's house and somewhere else.
Yeah. It's a lot. I mean, the big takeaway is like, don't put all the pressure on others to entertain you.
Yeah, I know. Like, put some work into it. I also really love that scene, speaking of Dan Aykroyd, when Dan was chasing after Jamie Lee Curtis while she was driving.
Yes, yes. And he put his hands in the window.
His hands were in the window, and Jamie Lee rolls up the window. And while she rolls it up, she goes, woo, woo, woo. Yeah.
Diane Keaton.
She's doing the Keaton. And his gloves get caught in there. And then she has a moment where she realizes she got rid of Dan Aykroyd because he is gone. But then she like looks up at the gloves and she acts like she just saw a ghost.
Yes.
And it's like, Jamie, they're just the gloves. Yes. Like, you know, that's, you didn't like rip off his hands.
Yeah.
She was going 2 miles per hour.
Mm-hmm.
But she acts like she just somehow ripped off Dan Aykroyd's hands.
Yes. Exactly.
And I wonder, like, I feel like she probably had a conversation with director and the director's like, act like you just saw a ghost. And she, Jamie Lee Curtis, I'm sure, was like, why? Like, mm-hmm. that doesn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it doesn't.
I'm sure the director made her make that reaction because mm-hmm. it's a very bizarre reaction to some gloves.
Yeah. But you're right, the over the top is the theme of Acts 2 and 3.
Mm-hmm. Did you think that Caroline Ray was supposed to be a bigger star than she ended up being?
And maybe because maybe she had other conflicts. She was shooting that other movie.
Right? I mean, I thought she, back in the day, back in the Sabrina days.
Yeah.
I thought that Caroline Ray was going to be a huge star.
Yes, I think so did Caroline Ray and she everyone was so who watched funny. That show. Yes, and Jenna Elfman.
And then she took over. Yeah, Jenna Elfman should have been a big star too. But
yes.
I think Caroline Ray, when she took over for Rosie, remember she took over the Rosie O'Donnell mm-hmm. show?
Mm-hmm.
And then it failed right away. But I remember loving her as a kid.
Yeah.
What do you make of Felicity Huffman?
Oh, yeah.
Do you think she'll be able to make a comeback?
I think she will.
You think she will?
I think she will.
I think she will eventually, too. Yeah. There was a great movie on Netflix recently called Otherhood.
My friend Cindy Shupak made it.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah,
right.
Good friend of mine. She is incredible.
It's a cute movie, and it's I feel really like it was just such terrible timing because of everything that happened with Felicity.
Absolutely, because they had already shot it in New York, and then this came out after they had shot it, and Netflix pushed the air date because of that, because they didn't know. And that is tough. You know, anytime one of your friends is going to the slammer, you know. But then again, I feel like her and Bill Macy are just going to regroup, lay low for a year, and then they're going to be
They'll
fine.
Have a comeback.
I think so.
I mean, Jamie Lee Curtis, it's so interesting where her career has gone because now she's this huge star again with the Halloween movies.
Mm-hmm.
She just filmed the next two.
Yeah, she's.
But around this time, Christmas was the Cranks. That was right when she did Freaky Friday, too, and she had sort of this renaissance.
Yep.
And she's so brilliant in Freaky Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so, so good. But this movie. This movie's interesting to me because I feel like it's lived on in a way that no one expected. And sometimes these Christmas movies are really bad, but like I watch it every year.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't mean it's good. It's just like you put it on because it's Christmas.
And you remember it and it makes you feel good. Like Pan's Labyrinth or Willow. Like you have these weird movies from your childhood that you watch. Or I guess not even childhood. This was 04.
This was 04. I was I remember seeing this in high school. I think I was graduating high school or in high school.
Mm-hmm.
I was in high school. And I remember seeing it with my family.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was terrible. But there's certain these bad Christmas movies, even around the time they try to make Vince Vaughn like a holiday star.
Yes. Four Christmases.
Four Christmases and Fred Claus.
Yeah. I saw that on Thanksgiving.
Like, what the fuck was that?
Fred Claus.
Four Christmases is bad too.
Everyone, I feel like there's this weird thing where everyone just gets a go. Like, let's see how this person does.
These white men who like the last thing I would, the last thing mm-hmm. I would associate Vince Vaughn with is Christmas, but then he did two Christmas movies.
Give me some Sterling K. Brown up in here, Omar Epps. Do you think Lori Loughlin will make a comeback? What do you think her road to recovery is?
You know, that's interesting because Lori Loughlin, I think she was a Hallmark star.
Darling.
And unfortunately with that network, I don't imagine them being open to taking her back just because mm-hmm. they're so conservative and everything. Mm-hmm. Although they are having movies that star Vinny from Entourage. So what do I know?
Oh yeah. Maybe there's just, it's just going to take time. It's just going to be the 10-year itch.
I mean, I'm not so much interested in a Lori Loughlin comeback as I am a Felicity Huffman. Cause I thought Felicity mm-hmm. was like a genuinely good actress.
Mm-hmm.
Like Lori's fine.
Yeah.
Although I'm very curious to see how they explain Lori's absence on the last season of Fuller House.
Oh, right.
Because I watched every episode of that, and I don't know what they're going to say happens to Aunt Becky.
Aunt Becky's on a writer's retreat in Berkeley or something.
She
went to jail. What if they just like turn to camera,
that
break the
great.
Fourth wall, and be like, so a lot of you guys are going to be applying for colleges.
Right.
You know, like, that's really funny.
This episode of Everything Iconic is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues.
your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. Now, I'm not sure if you've noticed, but it's definitely allergy season. You all know I've been struggling a little bit. I usually love the springtime, but I struggle with my allergies, which are just not the most fun. But luckily with Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, the only tissues I like to use, I can say, bring on the blooms, and I can face those allergies head on. Now, Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. That's why I love these, because they're so incredibly soft, and I don't want to touch my nose with something that's not. Now, I am obsessed with Kleenex. I think they are so really just the best to do it. So for this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on. Again, this allergy season, do not pick up something else. Grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
So, speaking of supporting cast, we talked about Felicity Huffman. We talked about Caroline Ray. Cheech from Cheech and Chong also has an appearance as a cop in this movie.
Alongside his partner, Gary Busey's son.
Wait,
that's Gary Busey's son. Is
no
the cop.
Way. Mm-hmm.
Yep, Jake Busey. I think it's Jake.
Oh my God, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's, wild. Again, right when the movie shifts into a heist, and it's just the most random thing to just see Cheech.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
In a holiday film.
Anytime Cheech just pops in. That is the thing. It isn't a good A to B cast, you know?
Yeah, I mean, there's a solid cast, but I am sure they all hated doing it. Mm-hmm. It's
really bad. Yeah.
Anyway, do you have any other final thoughts about Christmas with the Cranks?
I will rewatch this every year. As a new listener, and I know a lot of people who wrote in on the Insta were like, Christmas with the Cranks, I'm in. It yep. won me over as something that I will rewatch and laugh at.
I will say, though, doesn't it look cheap? We just covered Night Before Christmas, mm-hmm. and Christmas with the Cranks seems cheaper than, like, set-wise, design-wise. Mm-hmm. Like, Christmas with the Cranks really felt like it was done on, like, a very small back lot. Like,
$80,000.
Yeah, like, they really had a low budget. They spent it all on the cast.
Yeah.
Because even, like, the neighborhood scenes felt very set, or the grocery store scene, like when,
mm-hmm. oh, yeah.
which we didn't even talk about at the beginning of the movie, when Tim is going in to get chocolate and nuts and there's like that rain scene.
Mm-hmm.
I really thought that they spent a lot of money on the rain, but not the set. Like the set looked like a very small back lot, but then it was like raining rain everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Mismanaged funds.
Mismanaged funds.
Oh yeah. I think I'll post this up on our Insta. I took a video of it when Jamie Lee's looking for the hickory ham and she approaches her local grocer and she touches him. I interact with my grocery store clerks all the time. I've never once grabbed one on the shoulder and the forearm and whispered, "Where is your hickory hams?" And then when he tells very her over close. There, she like squeezes him in this very intimate way. And I was like, oh, that is already very interesting acting.
Sure, it's a choice.
Yeah, it's a choice.
And you wonder, does Jamie Lee Curtis just not go to the grocery store? Maybe she doesn't know how to act with her grocers.
Yeah, or maybe he goes to her Christmas Eve party and they're actually best friends.
Or again, maybe the director was like, hey, you got to make this choice. It's got to be more intimate.
Yeah.
Like maybe they filmed it one way where she didn't touch the grocer.
Yeah.
And then he was like, no, we need more emotion.
Yeah. You're a local hero that everyone relies on for all their social plans.
You know, this movie was written by Chris Columbus, who wrote the first Harry Shocking. Potter, directed the first Harry Potter.
Yeah. I thought that was very interesting.
Like, I would like to read the original script because I'm sure it's different. This, mm-hmm. like, I really believe, like, the first idea of this movie and to what the final product is totally different.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's bizarre.
Yeah.
Do you like the other Tim Allen Santa Claus movies?
I do.
I do too.
Yeah. The also like Jungle to Jungle when he takes in
classic.
That village boy.
Yeah. So I recently
sorry,
watched.
Off topic.
No. I recently watched the third Santa Claus with mm-hmm. Martin Short. I love Martin Short. But it is bizarre.
Yes.
Like the third one, really, things went off the deep end.
Mm-hmm. I think Marty Short was like, I'm taking it from here. He didn't look at the script. I don't think there is one.
I wouldn't either, too, at that point. If they offered me, like, a third Santa Claus movie, I'd be like, whatever.
Yeah.
Just give me paid.
I'll be there.
Or I would, like, put in my contract. I'd be like, I'm not putting on the fat suit again.
Mm-hmm.
I would get, like, very diva-ish. I'd be like, I'm sitting in the makeup trailer for 5 minutes.
Yes.
Like Jennifer Lawrence did on the X-Men movies. Like, by the most recent X-Men movie, like, her makeup was just, like, clearly put on for 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, the first one Jennifer Lawrence did, she was in the makeup chair for probably 4 hours or something. By the end, she just put on a Halloween mask and was mm-hmm. like, I'm going to set.
Roll camera. That's
let's do this. I'm not interested.
I'm J-Law.
Yeah, like, that's exactly how I would be, too. Or I look at, like, the Grinch movie where Jim Carrey was in makeup for 13 hours or whatever it was. There's no way I could handle that.
No, I think that's obnoxious.
I don't think it's too much. Like, I'm too anxious for that.
Yeah. Because then you get two takes and then you got to take it off and go to bed.
And you can't even, I don't know if you could pee in it.
Yeah.
I would not be able to do a movie like that. I'd be like, I can spend 5 minutes in the makeup chair mm-hmm. and then we're done.
Yeah. Shellac me and whatever. Do you have another go-to classic? Because this one, Griswold is mine. National
Christmas
Lampoon's.
Vacation.
That's
yeah,
the one that's like my...
That's definitely like a family one where I wait to watch it until I'm home for Christmas. Because it's like my parents love it. Like we all love it. Mm-hmm. It's like a crowd pleaser.
Yes.
And also Home Alone 1 and 2. I think those are go-tos for family time mm-hmm. too. Mm-hmm. And then the first and second Santa Claus, those are movies that I really like to watch. Mm-hmm. The first one especially. And the second one I love, there's a scene with Molly Shannon that I think is just brilliant. It's mm-hmm. like a really random scene. But those movies, and then Muppet Family Christmas is one that I love from as a kid. Not, I love Muppet Christmas Carol too, but there's one Muppet Family Christmas that was like, I was obsessed with as a child. Mm-hmm. And that one is like, I have to put it on once every year.
Yeah.
And then we're in thing. I'm naming like 300 movies. I do watch a lot of them.
Yeah.
But I also, for Thanksgiving, I have to watch Home for the Holidays, which was Holly Hunter, directed by Jodie Foster.
Oh.
And it's a very bizarre kind of movie, but I have to watch it every year for Thanksgiving.
I love that duo. And Elf. That's another big one that we watch too. I like Elf.
Elf is one that I don't put on because it ends up just being on all the time.
That's a good point.
I feel like I always just see it and I love it, but it's not one that I put on.
Yeah. I like to decorate to it. That's one of the ones I can put on and just play in the back and then put up all my ornaments.
Christmas Vacation, though, I feel like it's just such a classic. And, you know, we've been talking about other movies that we want to cover on this. Mm-hmm. And I don't know that Christmas Vacation works just because it is like, I think it's like a genuinely good movie. Like
it's in the zeitgeist
like,
forever.
Yeah. It's like, and I don't think it's like a bad movie. There's not so much funny about it. Like this movie, we had Tim Allen with Botox mm-hmm. trying to eat Jell-O.
And we had Uncle Eddie, I think is one of the greatest characters in a Christmas movie when he has the Dickie on under his sweater. And it's just everything about Uncle Eddie is perfect.
My brother Brian dressed as Uncle Eddie for Christmas last year. He got like basically like a costume, but he had like the Dickie with the turtleneck. Or with the cream colored sweater or white sweater. He dressed as Cousin Eddie and it was so funny.
So funny. With like a tin foil on his.
Yeah. He bought those moose cups or glasses. Yeah, I just genuinely think that, or Santa Claus too. Like these are movies that I don't think they're bad, poorly made movies.
Yeah.
Whereas Jingle All the Way is like very ridiculous. There's like a whole scene in Jingle All the Way where there's little people mm-hmm. who are working in a warehouse mm-hmm. and Arnold Schwarzenegger gets in a fist fight with them. And they do, there's a scene in Jingle All the Way, maybe if we cover it, but where he literally like punches a little person and the little person like flies through the air and they play like cartoon sounds like
boing. Yeah.
And it's just a little person flying there and that would not fly today.
There's so much that you could not do after 05 that was done.
Like, and you watch it. I watched it last year and I'm like, how did this happen? So those movies are like funny or the Hallmark movies, like we enjoy them, but they're bad.
Good.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're 5-star and also just 1-star. Mm-hmm. Christmas Vacation, Santa Claus, Home Alone.
Bad Santa.
Those movies are good.
Yeah.
Like, just those ones are
well
good.
Made. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, Jenna, this was so fun. Any other final thoughts about Christmas with the Cranks?
Before
we wrap this up.
I think if I watch it again, I'm going to make it into a drinking game.
Sure.
Every time someone is acting in a different movie.
Every time Jamie Lee just makes a sound instead of saying a word.
Yes. Yeah. And every time Tim Allen clearly is going off script because he's just Tim Allen.
You know, I saw Tim Allen at the movie theater once. Yeah.
What did he look like?
He looked fine.
Normal.
Yeah, he looked like a normal. I don't like in these movies, or it happens a lot on TVs, where it's like the guy's like the schlub and the wife is the disciplinarian. Mm-hmm. And they played with that trope in this movie, especially at the beginning a lot. And it's like the guy does things without telling the wife. It's like so Kevin Jamesy.
Yes.
And it's just like,
King of Queens.
Makes me just infuriated because mm-hmm. it's like, that's not how people are.
No.
Some people might be like that, but it's like too much. It's too much.
We're equals.
Yeah, we're equals. And so he's like, the guy bought the tickets for the cruise and didn't tell the wife. But the wife is the one who doesn't want to go because she doesn't get to have any fun. Like the wife always has to be the disciplinarian and act like the mom to the child.
She's the only one who cares about the child.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's annoying.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, I loved it.
I loved
this was
Jamie
so fun.
Curtis. This was so fun. You can find me on social media at Danny Pellegrino.
And I'm at jenna.brister on Insta. And keep commenting on our Insta. It's fun to read everyone's comments.
Follow A Very Merry Iconic Podcast on Instagram. We don't know what the next movie is going to be, but we'll announce it there as soon as we figure it out. And we hope you all are enjoying these. We love you all so much.
Enjoy your holiday shopping and everything. And we'll see you soon.
Take some time to relax when you're doing your holiday shopping. Like, don't get too stressed about it. Just breathe it in slowly and think about the Grinch. Love you. Bye.
Love you.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.